And now on Coffs Coasting, Body Talk with Renee Atkins from Beachbody's Health Club.
Good afternoon, Renee.
Good afternoon, Steve. How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good. Look at the sun shining out there. It's not supposed to be. The Bureau of Meteorology tells me that it's partly cloudy with a possible shower. And as long as that shower doesn't come before I get to do Mutton Bird Island this afternoon, I'll be happy.
That sounds interesting. I think we're having our very late summer by the looks of things. It's been crazy weather as always.
Yeah, well, but that's one of the charming parts of life on the Coffs Coast, really, isn't it?
That's it. You never know what you're going to get. Something to be like Melbourne.
Yeah, well, that's right. Yeah, like a box of chocolates or something like that.
Anyway, that's it.
Not that we eat chocolate anymore.
No.
Although I did read somewhere that people who eat chocolate on a regular basis generally have a lower body mass index. Have you read such a study?
I haven't read that one, but I'd be very interested too, because I'm a big advocate of things in moderation, and especially with Easter coming up, it's a good thing to keep that moderation in mind.
Good idea. Speaking of which, with Easter coming up, a lot of people complain when they're on a weight loss kick or a fitness kick that they plateau. They get to a point and they just can't go any further. First question, is such a thing real?
Absolutely. So basically what happens is your body has a little, let's say, a fat switch, which basically it gets to a point where it's comfortable. It likes to sort of stay there, so it sort of doesn't want to push itself too hard. It's just going, you know what, I'm happy, I'm comfortable here, I like the way I'm at, and I'm just going to stop, and that's sort of when you really need to work harder.
Okay, so what is it? I mean, how do you identify that you've hit that plateau? Is it just one day you wake up and realise it, or should you be looking for certain signs?
So obviously you really need to sort of change your workout sort of every 4 to 6 weeks, because basically your body will get used to doing a certain motion, a certain weight, and it'll just sort of sit there comfortably. So basically you'll start to see some of the signs when you sort of go, okay, you know, you maybe not be shifting that little bit of extra weight. You'll find that your body is not being able to push a little bit harder. You're not actually lifting heavier weights in the same sort of exercises you're doing, and that's when you really need to sort of change it up a little bit.
Okay, so, and that's all it is. Do we need to change diet as well, or is it just about changing that exercise routine?
It can be about changing your diet as well. So obviously just sort of eating, obviously, the same sort of calories and stuff, but just maybe changing around. So maybe having a bigger breakfast or a larger lunch, or cutting out one or two snacks and just replacing it with maybe like a protein shake or something like that can help sort of kickstart your metabolism. Also looking at certain foods which do help kickstart metabolism, like maybe throw a bit more spicy foods in there, a little bit more flavour. And just basically, you know, following the things of the season is probably the biggest thing. So a lot of the clean living, whatever's fresh and going at the moment is probably your best way to go. So obviously, you know, if you're on a diet, you're not looking at your processed food, but just making sure that you can sort of maybe cut out. There might be that one thing you're having with that, you know, cutting your sugar down in your tea or coffee is also a good place to look at doing a bit of a change as well.
I like the idea of increasing spices. I might, throw a hell of a lot more chilli and garlic into everything I cook. But, well, no, I usually do that anyway.
I love it.
A personal question, though. Yes. For eight weeks, we trained hard and cut the calories back to 1,200, and originally we were concerned that whether or not I could survive on that little amount of food.
Yes.
Did it fine. Generally wasn't hungry throughout that 8 weeks. Since we finished, so nearly a week and a half now, I've upped the calories a bit, I'm not training as hard, and I'm starving all the time.
Okay, so basically your body is just swapped again, because you know you were in a very strict strict mind frame. Now that you're sort of starving, you're probably finding that you're actually increasing certain areas of your food. So obviously if you're increasing your lunch and your protein, and you might have basically, have you dropped the snacks in the afternoon or something like that, or you're just still having your snacks?
No, still having the snacks and everything. It's just I just seem to always be hungry. Now, I haven't. I'm eating more. Nothing. I'm still eating fresh, good food, etc. Nothing untoward. But I seem to be needing more of it.
Sometimes, especially this time of year when you can find a change in the weather, you'll find that your body tries to insulate a little bit more. And that could be one of the reasons there. Obviously, I'll have to look at your diet a bit more on between now and Friday. But sometimes it just sort of happens, like, oh, you know, you're fueling your body. Your body sort of goes, oh, I want a bit more. And just you need to just work a little bit harder to counteract those extra calories. And just sort of work, the best thing is to look at what times you're hungry, because sometimes that can trigger it as well.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, something I did learn something today. I accidentally left my lunch at home today, and I'm disappointed because I love love my sandwiches at lunch. So I've been living off local bananas and apples all day. But I bought a low-fat yogurt, a different brand of the one that I normally had, triple the calories.
It's amazing. This is where people can get quite unstuck with looking, you know, they look at something and go, okay, it's low-fat or low in sugar. But the calorie content can differ so much between varieties. And that's what people really need when you are looking into it really, really seriously, looking at your different things. Like even with protein shakes, I've got a protein shake which is only 70 calories per serve, which is fantastic for those afternoon snacks and just something on the go. But a lot of them around you, you know, you double that. So you just really need to watch how much is actually in those so-called low-fat and also the sugar content.
Absolutely, and read the labels on everything.
That's it.
All right, Renee, we'll catch up with you again on Friday.
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve.
See ya.
Bye.
Renee Atkins from Beachbody's Health Club at the Jetty Village, and we'll be back with her on Friday to talk body talk again. And if you want to contact her about your own fitness needs, it's 6652 1428. That's 6652 1428, Beachbody's at the Jetty Village.